worst money I ever spent. I was just tickled to get one, you know, the shack in the box kind of thing. And it ran fine for about 6 months or so. And then the finals blew, the UHF-VHF finals blew. And so I, you know, send it back. There's only one repair shop in Southern California close to the border there, Mexican border. $250 a pop sending it into shipping and insurance. And 6-8 weeks later, you get it back kind of thing. And usually within another 6 months or so, it's popping again. And the SWR is good. I finally got tired of it. I had about $1,000 going back and forth to California there to get it fixed. And then I have to start testing it myself, kind of, because all they do is replace spinals. They don't try to figure out what happened, what's wrong with it. And the power's all over the place. You can set it at 25 watts across the board. It'll run anywhere from 18 to 39 watts, almost 40 watts, depending on the frequency you're on, kind of thing. So you can imagine if you get it set, if you set it from 25 to 30, the finals usually pop. So I just quit screwing with it. I got $2,300 in that radio, and who, you know, now it's just sitting there collecting dust.